Vince, did you watch the Celtics game last night, and what were your impressions?
Absolutely, I watched it. Couldn't believe we blew a 15-point lead. You know, that's heartbreaking, but well, they fighting hard. They fight real hard. I still have faith, and hopefully we can pull two away at home and get it back to even. So, big fan, and I'm pulling for him.
Rondo takes that hit in the head. Is that 15 yards out here?
Oh, man, that's a fine. out here, that's a fine. But you know what? I wish them all the luck in the world. They fought through a lot of battles, and I'm pretty sure, Carroll are going to play a lot going into these next couple games and how well they can play as a team. Same thing what we do. You know, how well we can play as a team, I think you perform better. You trust teammates. So, I'm pulling for them.
Does that team remind you of this team, playing with a lot of heart?
A lot of heart. You know what? I mean, we play with a lot of heart. They play with a lot of heart. They just – such a tough football team and a tough basketball team. But when you surround yourself with good people and good athletes and good organization, people seem to flock to you, and people want to come there be part of something that's good, and they have something that's special. A lot of people wrote them off a long time ago. We've been rolled off a lot around here also too. So it really doesn't matter what people say. It's all about in that locker room. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to, in that locker room, playing for one another, playing for the team. And, hopefully they can get it done. So I'll be there. I'm pulling. I'm a big fan. They have a bunch of fans in my household. So hopefully they can get it done.
Vince, 4 months removed from losing the Super Bowl and coming that close where the game was in the last 2 minutes, what kind of effect did it have on you individually, and what kind of effect did it have on
no
the
effect.
Team?
I mean, me. I have no effect on me. You start back to where you started at, from zero. That's where I'm at now. Really can't dwell over spoiled milk. And last year was last year. That's how you got to look at it. You got to keep rolling. You have to be a professional. When it comes down to it, you have to be a professional about everything. And that plays a big part now. So we have to be able to move forward. I've moved forward. I'm excited to play. Football, this is my life. This is what I dream of doing. And I'm back at it. We're back at it. And we're having fun doing it. So, been running a couple of routes. Looked good out there. Tom gave me a couple of balls. Looked pretty good out there.
Did you catch him?
Absolutely, I caught him. My drops looking pretty good back in the back end. So, I'm forming, I'm getting back to my old self. So, a couple more vertical routes by me, and I think I'll be ready to go.
Are you happy with the way this team reloaded, especially on defense?
I mean, you never can doubt, the capability of this organization and what they do. So I'm just happy to be, be back started. And whoever we have, we have a lot of faith in them. If we didn't, they wouldn't be here. So hopefully we can get this thing started fast, I'm excited about, this upcoming season and looking forward to camp. But when camp gets started, I'll be ready for it then. So, but it's an exciting time. Once you can get back doing something you love and something you've been doing for a long time, it's always exciting.
If you had any advice for the Celtics, what would you give them?
So continue to play hard. That's it, man. Trust one another. Just play hard. That's all you can ask.
Vince, I hear a lot of the guys in the locker room are talking about Tom's new video on Funny or Dive or Under Armour. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. But Tom is Tom, I guess. I have to check him out.
Is he a Hollywood guy?
I don't know. I'm going to have to check him out. He's not a Hollywood guy around here, so he's Tom to us.
You have a new defensive line coach. Pepper didn't leave, per se, but he's the only line coach you've had. Yes. Thoughts on that move and Patrick coming in to coach your group?
I think it really won't affect us any different way. I think we all talk the same way, and that's one good thing that you can always count on one being taught the same way. Everybody knows each other's job. That goes for coaches also. So so that move really isn't a big move for us. But like you said, I've been around Pep for a long time. For 8 years I've been around him, with him being my coach and everything. So it was kind of surprising at the same time, just because I've been around him for so much. But it seems he never left our room. So he didn't go too far. He went to the linebackers, which he's a linebacker at heart. So,
your early impressions of Chandler and Jake Beckett and Justin Francis.
You know what? I don't want to. I don't want to go there. With these guys, I just want to wait and see how we unfold as a team, and that's later down the road. Right now, it's so early, you know, and the main thing I'm just focused on is, you know, getting myself back to going, getting myself back to good playing shape and moving back around and stuff, and then we go from there. So, but like I say, it's hard for this organization not to go and be successful with picking up guys, and whoever they bring in, they think they can help this ball club. So there's no question in my mind that I think down the road we'll be happy about everything.
Vince, what is it like getting used to Fanene, and what has it been like?
You know, like I said, I mean, it's a trust issue. I think the quicker you can trust somebody, the quicker you can learn, you know, teach people things, and you can get on the same page with one another, I think the better you'll be. And that's the phase we're in now with OTAs, is just getting together and getting familiar with one another. Some guys have been around here, some guys haven't. So just being able to go out there and work with one another, just see how we work off each other. And, you know, you go from there. You know, you build chemistry like that, and that's what we're doing.
You're a guy who had to, I guess, wait to get paid by this team that went to the last. Have you offered Wes any advice or thoughts?
I mean, Wes is going to handle his situation however he want to handle it. I mean, everybody is different. You can't fault anybody for handling their business. So I let Wes' business be Wes' business, and, you know, I let Wes speak on, you know, his situation with that.
You have to be happy, though, that he's here.
I'm happy to have him. Best receiver in the game. I mean, coming off the years that he have, I mean, that's probably one of our best players, one of the best players around the league. So I'm happy he's back running, rolling with us at least for another year.
Vince, how important will it be this year for the defense to get off the field or do a better job of getting off the field on third down?
That's going to be, it's always an issue. You know, if you can force teams in third downs, you have to be able to get off the field. And sometimes we did it, sometimes we didn't. So, that's, you know, every year that's a focus point. You know, being able to get turnovers defensively, get off the field third down, create negative plays. You know, all of those things are goals that we want to achieve throughout the year. So, I think the first step to all that is now. I think just getting guys in here, OTAs, like I said, and getting familiar with one another, seeing how each other play, getting the system down, and then just working on things that you need work on. And I think that's what we're doing now, and hopefully that can pay off for us. So, like I said, I'm every year around this time, I'm excited because, you know, it's getting closer and closer to doing something I love, and that's playing football. So, only a few months away, then we'll really be getting after it.
Vince, with the way that so many teams spread offense and get rid of the ball quickly, quarterback, does that change the importance of certain offensive line positions? I mean, like the old thought was left tackle is the most important by far.
Yeah.
Is it different now?
I don't know. to me, offensive lineman is offensive lineman, but it's you can see some of them playing different positions. Some move in, some guards move in to play center. Some, you know, tackles move in to play guard with injuries, whatever it may be. So I think versatility play a huge factor in football, not just offensive line or offensively. I think the more positions you can play, the better you are for your team. And I think over the years you've seen a lot of guys, you know, off of New England Patriots get shuffled around, tackle end up coming inside, or a guard end up coming inside, or, you know, a backup center end up going to guard, stuff like that. So the more you can do is better for the team.
Vince, last week Matt Light was talking about your championship teams and the defenses that had swagger and intimidation. He said you guys were young and you were trying to establish that. Is that a fair assessment of this defense, or do you think you have that?
You know, one thing that I think he's right. I mean, it was a level that, you know, you had guys that played this game for a long time, been in the system for a long time, and they just knew how to play. You know, when you're around something for so long, you adapt. You can start doing different things and moving around differently because you know it so well. And I think, you know, being a young defense, I think guys, you know, with a lockout and all that, I think we struggled at point, you know, certain points at some of the things that we did. And I think, you know, hopefully it can be better this year. But I think the OTAs is good for us. It's definitely good for a younger team, especially with us, you know, being, you know, younger defense, and not saying we're too young, but at the same time, just being able to get together and just get little things out the way that can make a big, big difference down in the season. So I think some of those things we can get done now, and I think we're trying now. We OTAs, we're trying, you know, every day we're putting something different in. Everyday guys coming to work, you know, and we're just going to work. And that's what it's going to take, you know. You have to strive to get better, and, you know, that's where I'm at right now, striving to get better, and hopefully my teammates doing the same thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.